podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. First podcast of 2018. This is episode number 70, season 2, episode 25. My name is Colleen, and I'm really sorry that that was a long intro.
That is totally fine. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome, everybody. How's it going? We're just a couple stable geniuses hanging out.
No big deal.
NBD. So, what's up? How was Christmas? How was New Year's? Holidays fun.
So good. First of all, Amanda, Frank says hi.
Oh, hi, my new friend, Frank.
Oh, that's right. You guys met in person.
We met in person.
Oh my God, it was great. It was probably the highlight of my vacation.
Well,
I had a very quiet vacation. But it was definitely the highlight. It was so wonderful to meet in person and spend time and
I'm so jealous.
You guys enjoyed my city, and oh, it was just the best. It was the best.
Yeah, super
awesome. And basically, for the rest of the trip, like Frank brought up multiple times, like how cool you were. I was like, I know. That's why we do a podcast together.
Oh, that warms my heart. That I think myself being cool. A few points. So thank you.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. So, it was fun.
Yeah. So tell us what you guys did, and then you can tell us about the rest of your vacations.
Well, I mean, it was kind of.
I'll let Amanda do that because she knows all the New York proper lingo and places and names and such.
Okay.
Yeah, so we went to a bar in the financial district downtown called the Dead Rabbit. It's a place I really love, but it's just gotten so popular over the years that it's kind of hard to get in. But it's a great place to take out of town people, and thankfully we got really lucky. We were able to get a table, and yeah, it was just kind of like the broadcast, but not, because we just got to like hang out and drink and eat food and hang out.
Yeah. So it was kind of very similar. We just needed our third person. We talked a lot about you, Colleen, though.
We did.
You were there in spirit.
Go on. I'm very much listening now.
You know, about how you're the brains behind the operation and how we're both so happy that we're doing the broadcast.
Oh, shut up.
I'm actually 100% serious. We definitely
How's your self-esteem feeling? Did you get that boost? Feeling it?
Yeah, a little bit. I just got a little embarrassed, too. But please keep going.
How you brought this thing into our lives when, like, we both needed it but didn't even know that we needed it. And it's just...
Oh, all the hearts.
Yep.
All the hearts.
Okay, now I feel less bad about still having your Christmas presents in the box that they came in.
That's okay.
In my bedroom.
You can keep them until the Raleigh weekend if you want.
No.
It'll be an extra incentive for me to really make sure that I am judicious about saving money so I can come.
Fair enough. No, I can't. I can't do that because, I don't know, it has an inside joke in it, and I don't want you guys to forget about the joke come May.
Oh, that's true. It's entirely possible I will do that.
Yeah.
My memory is not so good.
I'm a little bit
nervous now that I may have already forgotten.
Well, I am too. Because don't forget, I made them and ordered it, like, you know, that Thanksgiving weekend. So we're already like 2 months out. So. Well, okay. So I had ordered two different things. The first thing was from Amazon and the second thing was from something else. And like, I saw this thing and I was like, oh my God, I have to get this for them. And then I had seen that in, like, the middle of November. And then was when, you know, that Thanksgiving weekend. I was like, oh, perfect. I really think this is going to go great with this other thing. And, well, now I couldn't ship it to you guys because I already had the other things in my house. And, well, long story short, they're still sitting here.
That's fine.
But anyway, go on about how awesome I am. Let's bring it back around.
That was kind of the long and the short of it.
Cool. Okay, but seriously. Okay, so you went to Dead Rabbit.
We did.
And you ate and you drank. You did all my favorite things.
Yep. We ate and we drank. We let the boys join in, which was fun. Yeah. And it was a school night, so I couldn't stay out too late. So
You did stay out much later than I would have, though, in your shoes. So I very much appreciated that.
Oh, my God. Shandy, did you go to bed at, like, real people time when you were in East Coast time?
I did.
It's true. I left you guys. It was like 10:30 when I left you guys. Oh, how did
How long then did it take you to get home? And like, what time did you actually go to bed?
11:30-ish. I think I was in bed by midnight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, how was you went to Franz's Tavern?
So it really was like a broadcast, and you went to bed even earlier than when we end.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. That other place was really cool too. We hung out there for a while and like just kind of like explored. There were so many different rooms.
Yeah.
Most of which weren't being used at that time of night.
Yeah.
So we got a drink and then just kind of like ended up wandering around, discovering all of these secret places that I'm sure are not actually secret, but that was really cool. And then we went home. So yeah, it wasn't like, you know, we weren't like out till 4 a.m. or anything, but.
Right.
A little bit later.
Kicking it up on a Wednesday night.
Yep. And then we had the bomb cyclone the next day.
Yeah, that's true. You experienced, you like really got all New York had to offer, including its really inclement weather. So you really got the full experience.
It was fucking cold.
Yes. I was thinking about you actually. Like, wow, Shandy went all the way to New York to get snowed in.
I know. Did you guys have the right clothing? Did you guys have like proper snow boots?
I mean, I did have snow boots and I wore them that one day. And so, I was happy with myself for having brought them and then also for wearing them because I hate when I bring stuff and don't wear it.
No, true.
Because it's like, you know, it's like taking up room in your bag. But I mean, we packed way too much stuff anyway. But yeah, I mean, we kind of have proper clothing. Like even when I lived in Montana, I didn't really have proper winter clothing and I would just, you know, I was just like, whatever. And now I like really don't have proper winter clothing because I do not
need it.
Yeah.
Right. Why spend the money? Winter clothing is expensive.
Very expensive, but a very important investment if you live in a very cold place.
Or you're visiting a bomb cyclone.
Yes. True. Don't really have snow boots. It's been a very difficult winter. I don't have the appropriate footwear.
Footwear sucks because as soon as, you know, and like you can even have like other kinds of boots, but like if water gets in, then it's just all fucked. Like it's just the worst.
Well, that's the thing. It's like my snow boots, like they're not good quality and I think they leak, but that's not the problem I've been having. It's just that they're not insulated enough. So by the time I get to work, my feet hurt and I was assuming it was because they had gotten wet and cold. And it's like, no, they were just cold. And no amount of socks seemed to help. Yeah. I was up to 3 pairs of socks and was still having this problem.
Oh, no.
So I just think I need to bite the bullet and just really invest in those.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
$100, a couple $100 LL Bean lifetime guarantee suckers.
Sometimes it's better to just do that as much as it sucks because then, you know, comfort and it will last for a long time.
Right, they'll last for years as opposed to like, you know, you buy crappy ones every other year and you spend just as much, if not more.
And if it doesn't last for years, you're still going to wear it for years.
I mean, take the ones I have now. They're crap and I'm still wearing them.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on the hunt for good boots. If anyone has any tips on good, warm, fashionable winter footwear, send it my way.
TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com or just comment on the Facebook page.
Yeah, or just, you know, holler at me on Facebook.
/JaneJackGroup. So speaking of needing new things, did you get anything fun for Christmas, anybody?
Now I'm like trying to remember back to what I did. It seems so long ago.
Right.
Franck got me wireless earbuds.
Oh, that's fun.
Have you used them? Do you like them?
I have not used them yet. I put them in my bag to like figure them out on, I don't know, when we were like going from one state to another and then didn't end up needing them then. And then now I still haven't unpacked. So I need to just figure out where they are.
Yeah. I also got wireless earbuds. I got the Beats ones. They're black and bright yellow. So they're all my favorites. Well, bright yellow and purple would have been my favorites, but I love me some bright yellow. So I was at my office, like when I first got the new phone and I didn't want to spend a lot of money on headphones, I had bought like this $19, $20 pair on Amazon and they were big, like pink, like 80s studio kind of headphones, but they were like super cheap and they keep breaking. Like I've had to glue them together like 3 or 4 times now. Mm. And you know, they were a classic example of you get what you pay for, like the boots.
Right. Yeah.
So, and they looked ridiculous. They were like, hold on, let me show you. They're like this, like these, but big in rose gold and cheaper looking. So everybody in my office would make fun of me when I'm walking around in these headphones, like listening to things. So finally, Jay was like, you know what? I'm just going to get you some nice headphones for Christmas. And I was like, well, I can't think of anything else I want. And I love them. I wear them all the time. I can cover them with my hair so nobody even knows they're on. They have awesome range. I can take them into the bathroom now.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, you know, walk around the building, kind of, not that far. But I can walk, you know, a decent way down the hallway and not have to talk to anybody because they don't even know that I'm not listening. So I love them. They're awesome.
That was going to be my question. Have you had any awkward run-ins where, like, someone's been talking to you and you can't hear them?
Not with anybody outside of my office. Since now I guess the latest watch update, which I was like months behind on, you can control the podcast app from your phone now, from your watch rather. So now, you know, I'm totally set with having my phone like not even on me anymore. So somebody in my office will come up and try to talk to me and I'll be like, I'll give them like, wait 1 second. And then I'll have to like pull it up on my watch to pause it. I'll because I'm so awesome. But so anyway,
nice.
For everybody at home, that awkwardness was me trying to take my sweatshirt off with wet fingernails. And I just destroyed them completely, so now we're gonna fix them.
Well, that's why you don't do that.
I know. Totally though, I love them. They're great. I'm probably gonna have them for a very long time, I hope. So
nice. I was actually just thinking and remembering some of the gifts from Christmas. So we don't do a ton of gifts, but the one cool thing that my mom does is that every year she makes us a present, and it's always like there's always a theme, and it's like the same for everyone, but slightly different depending on what you like. And this year it was like family Christmas pajamas.
Ooh.
So,
oh my God, I love it. She made pajamas.
She made 20 pairs.
That's amazing.
Okay, I need to know everything.
I want
to
see a picture.
I will show you some pictures. We meant to get like a whole family one, and then we did it, and then people started leaving, and then so we'll have to figure, or maybe somebody did. I don't remember. I'll have to try to find that. But basically what she did is everyone got like Christmas themed pajama pants that she made. Mm-hmm. And the fabric is the same for like all of the subfamilies within our family. So like me and Franks is the same, and then like my brother and his wife and their kid have the same one, and et cetera. And then everyone got like a shirt to go with their pajama bottoms. And it's just a plain shirt with like different color depending on what your pajama bottoms are. But then she like embroidered like these little like Christmas, what are those called? I'm going to say Christmas balls, but that's not what I mean.
Like the ornaments.
Ornaments, that's what we say. Ornaments with like Christmas 2017.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Forever. That's a lot of pairs.
It's a lot of pairs. My mother is very crafty though. She likes the crafts. So
she,
I mean, she started
after my own heart.
She starts early, and I remember her asking me like months and months ago for like our measurements. And so she had to of course hound everyone, but like some people are better at responding in a more timely manner, so she could at least like start those ones.
Yeah. So their pajamas got made first.
Yep, pretty much. But yeah, it's that was pretty cool. So on like Christmas Day when we opened them, everyone like immediately changed into their Christmas PJs.
Oh my God, I love that. Yeah. My mom does something similar. We get new pajamas for Christmas Eve every year, but she does not make them. She buys them.
Yeah.
They are nice. Kohl's finest, I'm sure.
Yeah, we used to do it too. I think I might be wearing a pair. We used to get a pair of like, you know, Old Navy or something every year for Christmas.
Oh, I'm wearing mine. Let's see if I can get my leg up high enough. Yeah. I went to cardio tap / yoga class on Monday. I'm still a little sore.
Ooh, I'm
jealous. My body is not 2 hours of exercise in shape.
I can't
my
wait to be
like
able to.
My body is like 20 minutes in shape.
I can't wait to be able to move again, like fast.
Oh, man.
Like fast.
It's like getting to be time.
Yeah, I have less than a month left. I have less than four weeks left, hopefully.
That's insane.
I know. I'm getting tired, though. Like, I'm getting tired and I don't know. complaining.
Are you working like pretty much up until?
Yes. Oh my God. So I had this drama over like, you know, a day period in which I discovered that I actually only get paid for 3 weeks of maternity leave.
So what happens? Can you use any of your vacation time?
I have, in order to get those 3 weeks, I have to have use the mandatory 2 weeks. So I will have 5 weeks. And I like freaked out because I really thought I was completely shocked. I thought that I had at least six paid weeks, not three. I was totally, totally shocked. And my HR person was like, well, that's what happens when you have babies back to back. And I was like, it's four Excuse fucking me? Calendar years apart. That is not back to back.
That is not back to back. And also, I feel like that statement is just like ripe for some sort of like EEO complaint.
I know, but I wouldn't because, you know, I want my money. So
right. But my 3 weeks. That person should know better than to say something so ridiculous.
And I don't think she meant it. She did not mean it in like a you're being punished for this way. She must have seen my like, you know, kind of face. Like she must have, you know, been like trying to make it sound like, well, you know, you don't get those 3 weeks that you get that first, they're free 3 weeks, and then you add the company time. You don't get those anymore. You only get those once you lose. Oh, sorry, I painted my nails twice because I messed them up the first time. But Jay just came in and was like, I am now passing out from your toxic nail polish fumes.
But it smells so good.
Yeah, I think it smells good.
But yeah, I miss nail polish.
Oh.
Anyway, okay, sorry. So maternity leave. So, yes, I, like, freaked out. I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Like, I can't stay home for 12 weeks and have, you know, most of them be unpaid. So I'm still kind of freaking out, but what are you going to do? I also don't really plan on doing this again, so I don't want to lose out on, you know, the only 12 weeks I'm going to have.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, so we Zach's going down to 3 days a week at daycare. Which he goes 4 days, but we pay for the full five. But Jay's parents, you know, want to have their Thursdays. So we just kind of eat the day. Like, we pay for it, but he doesn't go. So he'll be with me, though, at home on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'll have, you know, 2 days a week where I'm like, you know, a full mom.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm probably going to be pretty cranky and pretty ready for that wine by the time we record on Tuesday nights.
Well, for a while, then you'll get the hang of it.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's only what, 12 days or something like when you add it up? How many days are there in 8 days? 8, 12, 16, 16 days, 4 days a month, 16 days? Yeah, so it's not really that bad.
I don't even understand your math.
I don't understand my math either. So
16, 12, 24, carry the one, yeah. Negative 7, so, yeah, 14 days.
Yeah,
what?
There we go. So, but I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to being able to, like, get up, and I can get up instead of, like, okay, wait, hold on. I'm going to get up really slowly, and then I'm going to have to move my legs, swing them around over the side because I can't, yeah, but... I had a doctor's appointment the other day, and it really hurts everything but, like, ratty old T-shirts. Like, the brace hurts, nice clothing hurts, everything hurts to just touch my skin. Like, it's super sensitive on my stomach, and I'm, like, constantly in pain. Like, I hate to say that because, you know, I have had a pretty easy time, but, like, I can't have anything touch my stomach. Like, it just hurts, like, on the outside. So... I asked my doctor, like, we were Googling the other night, and I was like, oh, I see things like aloe, like, to cool it down or something. And Jay was like, what about something like Vicks? And I was like, I don't know. We'll ask her. So we ask her. And, of course, they start to do cervix checks at 36 weeks. So she's like, you know, first she did the group B strep test, which is essentially when they take a Q-tip and they swab your vagina and anus to make sure that you don't have the group B strep. So she's like somewhere between that and like fisting me to check my cervix is open.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, is there anything topical that I could put on this? And Jay was like, and she's very like, no nonsense, doesn't really have a big sense of humor, anything, right? She goes in, she tells it like it is, and then she like, you know, there's not really much bedside matter, but I love her. And Jay's like, what about Vicks? I read that that could be helpful to her. And she goes, sure, if you want your baby to smell like menthol. So we were like, well, I guess there goes the Vicks idea. So then we...
It's like, well, that depends. How long does the menthol smell last?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, menthol's not bad. That's like mint, right? I wouldn't mind a minty smelling baby. So, long story short, there's nothing that I can do. Aww. She pretty much was like, sure, you could try a cream, but it's not going to work.
Well, at least she's honest.
Yeah.
I was like, saving the money and going out and buying all this crap that isn't going to do anything.
So, yeah, well, which was good. So, because I do use the cocoa butter, belly butter thing, the Burt's Bees one or whatever, like the popular one is. And I didn't have any stretch marks with Zach, and I don't think I'm going to get any this time around. So
nice. Good for you.
Yeah. So, but I apply that shit like twice a day. I'm all over it. So
right.
Like when I shower, I can feel it like sliming off of me. You know what I mean? Like when you wash your hands and you have lotion, like I can feel it. So I apply it very liberally. So then we have to end up having this ultrasound, which are, it was unplanned, and she had asked me, is the baby moving around a lot? And I was like, honestly, not really. Like, I really don't feel a lot of movement. I feel it sometimes, but sometimes I can't tell if it's him moving or if it's like the Braxton Hicks contractions just tightening over my stomach. And she was like, well, let's check your fluid levels and, you know, make sure everything's okay. I'll just send you over for an ultrasound. So we did that, and of course we've got like the hands covering the face for the whole time, but she's doing the measurements and she goes, you know what you're having, right? And I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, there's a beat and I'm like, it's a boy, right? And she goes, yeah, it's still a boy. And she shows us the boy part.
Still boy.
And Jay goes, without even thinking, he goes, whoa, look at it, it's huge. And I'm like, Jay, stop, you can't. He was like, I'm sorry, we've never had a ultrasound this late before, and I wasn't prepared for how big his penis was gonna look. And I was like, well, it's right up there now. Like, his head is down, his butt is in the air. She's like right in that area. And then, like, we have the pictures with the hands over, and she gets to that, and he goes, oh my God, he's got like old, big old man hands. That's like a grown ass man hand.
He's going to be climbing out.
And then we found out that based on the measurements or whatever, it estimated that I'm carrying an almost 7-pound baby right now. Which, to put in perspective, at the time, I know I might have a 10-pound baby. At the time of my ultrasound, gestationally, I was 5 days further than when my niece was born, and my niece was just over 5 pounds. So I had an almost 2-pound bigger baby.
Oh my God.
Than wow. What my sister's baby was when she was born. Now, that's all guesstimates and stuff, but I was freaking out. I was like, oh my God, like, he could be 9 pounds or 10 pounds. She's like, probably, you know, probably closer to 9. And I was like, oh my God, I needed stitches the first time around. She goes, oh, if you needed stitches, you're fine the second time around. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
So, well, and does that also mean that you could potentially go early? Because, like, that's what happened with my friend. Like, her kid was, like, gigantic. And they're like, well, he's, like, done cooking, so he's probably going to come early.
I don't think so, because I'm not gigantic, so I don't think that they're, like, super worried about me or anything. And I don't have, you know, any of the like, gestational diabetes or preeclampsia or anything as of right now. Like, I don't have anything that would make them do that. I'm crossing my fingers that he comes early because, like I said, I really can't wait to be able to do things like move around quickly again. But I don't know. Other than that, apparently my kid has a big dick and big hands, so that's true what they say, even in the womb.
So is that why he's, like, not moving around? She's like, everything is so heavy and big.
Well, she kept saying, she said, did you feel movement when I was doing that? And I said, I felt movement once and I showed her where. She goes, okay, he was moving around more than that. And I was like, I swear to God, like, I'm not just saying this for, like, I'm not making this up, but I really never felt it. So Jay was like, maybe the numbness on the outside of your stomach is like inside too, and you just don't feel it.
Right.
I think more likely he's probably, because he's facing the opposite way, he's probably kicking and doing everything inside. Which
right.
I mean, I don't know. But anyway, I talked for way too long about my womb, so.
That's okay. We're asking questions. We're curious.
Nursery's almost done.
Nice.
We put the stuff together. We have to get a recliner this weekend. And
right.
My mom got us this really nice comforter, quilt and comforter set, which will, I mean, I picked it out, but, you know, she was like, what can I get? And I was like, that.
What are the colors? Just out of curiosity. Can't change it now, so, but.
It's gray and blue with some yellow, and we want to find some red.
Hmm. I can work with that.
We don't have a whole lot of like decorations and stuff up in there. So I ordered a couple of things, but they won't. One of them was from Etsy, and I didn't realize it was from the UK. It was $6 for shipping. So I didn't even stop to think that it wasn't coming from like our country. But then I saw that it could take up to 30 days to get here. And I was like, oh, that's right. Because I just paid the boat shipping across.
Right. It may never arrive.
It may never arrive. So anyway, yeah, that was it. Christmas was great because we did nothing, literally nothing. Zach went to bed at 7 o'clock that night.
Nice.
He woke up from 3 to 5 a.m. Christmas morning because he was so nervous and worried that Santa wouldn't find the house.
Oh.
Right, because it would have been your first Christmas in that house.
Mm-hmm. And his first Christmas understanding Santa.
Right.
But I mean from 3 to 5 a.m. I was like, oh my God. We finally got to bed early on a Christmas Eve. We had everything done the night before Christmas Eve. He was adorable, though. Like, every 2 minutes, he'd be like, do you think Santa came yet? Do you think he found us? Do you think he knows? Do you think he did this and that? And he was so excited that Santa, he could not believe that Santa ate the cookies and drank the milk. And I was like, I think Santa had an extra cookie and a second glass of milk.
Just a hunch.
Santa really loves milk. In the whiskey tumbler that we put it in.
Hey, you know, he's a busy guy. You just gotta
chug away and keep going.
Yeah, chug away.
So, yeah. Christmas good was deal. Good for you guys.
It was kind of quiet. It was in Connecticut. In true fashion, my mother fell down some stairs 3 days before Christmas.
Following and her pictures online, and I hurt for her.
Yeah, she has not one, but two boots, one for each foot. So makes mobility a real challenge. So did a lot of the Christmas Day cooking again, which I'm discovering I like to do. So
nice.
Yeah, it was good. It was quiet.
Quite awesome.
Yeah, really puts a damper on the, you know, the going out and doing things when your main source of transportation can't drive.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Although I did, speaking of Christmas gifts, I did get a really sweet portrait of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, yay. That's right. You showed us.
Yeah. She's proudly hanging right when you walk in the apartment.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was a pretty fun gift, but I'm like really bummed because it's like the frame my friend found for it is like beautiful, and I took a little digger outside of the bar because my girlfriends and I back home, my childhood friends, we do like dinner and drinks after Christmas, and we exchange gifts and stuff. As I was heading to the car to go home for the evening, I slipped on some black ice that I didn't see. No. It's not because we had been drinking all night. It was because
Giordano's and you're falling.
I know. But I must have fallen on
here, Mom,
the
hold
bag
my beer.
I was holding.
No.
And I didn't notice until I started to pack to go home that I was like, oh no. The glass was all broken. Thankfully, like the picture itself was fine. And the frame itself is fine. So it's just hanging without the glass. Like I just like cleaned up the image itself, but it was like a real bummer.
That is a bummer.
Yeah. It was like,
you can get glass made.
Yeah, but it's like
or buy
it's
glass like, to go in there.
Yeah,
it's like not it's, that it's expensive.
Not, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of not. It looks fine. Like you really can't tell on the wall.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like a Home Goods frame. It's just like really pretty. So it's kind of like, you know, cutting the glass would probably cost more than what the frame costs.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sorry, but at least it looks still looks good.
Yeah, yeah, it looks totally fine. But I was just like, oh man, what? Like, what is wrong with you?
Ice, that winter weather, tell me. Yeah.
Well, and it was a bummer because I had slipped down some subway stairs like 3 days prior.
You guys really need to stop falling.
Like, my ass was, like, bruised, like, as in, like, you could see the line of the edge of the step. It, like, really hurt. So it was, like, the second fall, I was like, oh, God, I am becoming my mother. Oh, no.
Falling to your nanos.
Yeah, it was pretty scary there. But thankfully, I have been upright ever since, so...
Knock on wood.
Yeah, we've, you know.
You got a lot of 2018
have remained upright, so that's good.
Ooh, nice. Speaking of, so a year ago on this podcast, you talked about your 1 second a day thing.
Oh, yeah, and I posted it.
Yeah, I loved it. I was so excited when I saw you had posted it.
That's awesome. And yeah, I got to say, I'm so surprised that people were interested in it because I really thought, I was like, should I even post it? Like, this is the most narcissistic thing I can think of. Like, thinking people are going to watch 6.5 minutes of my year. Like, come on, who do I think I am? But like, people were really positive about it.
Yeah, I was
like,
this was really cool.
I really thought like people weren't going to care. I almost didn't post it. So it was such a pleasant surprise.
Oh, I would harass you to post it.
Yeah, I was
so.
Well, because I had originally posted it like earlier in the night, and I must have not hit send because I was like, oh, well, I guess no one really cared. Like, just what I thought. Then I was like, oh, wait, because it never actually posted. Let me do it again.
I must confess that I actually still need to watch it all the way through. So I'm glad that you reminded me. But when you posted it, I was still like in full vacation mode where I wasn't like on social media for more than, you know, like a couple of seconds at a time.
Well, as you should be. Like, again, it's my life. I don't expect anyone else to care.
When I saw it, I was really excited. And then like, you know, people were telling me to come do something or whatever.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's how, as it should be.
But I think the concept is so cool. And then I actually thought about, it was inspiring. I was like, oh, maybe I should do, like, when you see the final product, like, maybe I should do that. And then January 1st, like, came and went, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm not.
I was going to do it, too. And then I was like, all right, I'll do it. I pulled it up on my phone. I said, I'll do it in the morning. I'll, like, buy it, and then totally forgot.
Well, I mean, you can start it, like, February 1st. You don't even have to do it. You know, I just did
maybe
it
I'll
a full year.
The day the baby is born, and it'll be, like, a day in the life of the baby.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
Great idea.
Yeah.
I'm super.
And then I would feel really much better about, you know, doing something cool for the second one that the first one didn't get, since I did realize just how much people, not people, but like how much the second child in a family really does kind of get fucked over.
Get the shaft?
Yeah.
Okay, so in my family, for example, and this is very much related to Christmas, and this was on full display almost when I went to my brother's. When we were growing up, again, my mother does crafts and stuff, and my mother made a stocking for my oldest brother, and it's just, like, so cool. It's the coolest fucking stocking ever. And then the rest of us, like, all growing up, we just had, like, that store-bought, like, red one with our names written on it, because she just didn't have to, which I cannot blame her. She had a lot of kids, and that's a lot of work. even, like, more than just the one kid would be crazy, but... When your second pregnancy is twins, then it's just like you're just fucked. So,
wait, you have twin siblings?
I do.
I did not know that.
Yes, and they are 16 months older than me. So you can imagine, like,
yeah, that's like speaking of back to back. That's actually proper back to back.
Yes. Growing up,
I have to make a very off color joke. Keep talking.
No, I really want to hear it.
My boss's daughter, well, you're manning the courage to do that. My boss recently told us that her mom's first, she has three older sisters, and they're all three within 3 years. And then the doctor actually said to my mom, her mom, like, can I introduce you to birth control?
clearly not a Catholic, huh?
Because then my boss is younger by like 12 years, so, or something like that.
Yeah.
It was a second marriage thing, though. She wasn't an accident. She was intentional. But anyway, sorry. So making a color joke. See, I kind of made one for you.
I mean, or not. You don't have to.
No, I was just going to say. What's the term? Irish twins?
Yeah. So
would you guys say like Irish triplets?
Well, no, that's when they're Irish. Under 12 months apart.
Which that's insane to think of like kids being under 12 months apart.
I mean, but apparently you're like super fertile right after you give birth, right?
I have no idea. I didn't get my period back until Zach's first birthday. So I was not.
Holy shit.
Yeah, because I think it's like there is a window. Yeah, because I had a friend who their second kid was kind of an unplanned situation because they weren't aware that you are just way more fertile after your first kid. And they're like, well, we weren't planning on having them so close together. But
here they are.
The blessing.
Yeah. Here we are now.
Here we are.
Yeah. Well, my aunt and uncle are just, they're 11 months apart, but it's like, there's like 3 weeks, I think, in between. So they're, you know, within that year. And Jay's aunt and uncle are actually also like the same like age difference, like 11 months apart. Or
interesting. I wonder if that is like a generational thing, because I feel like nowadays, sort of the economy and society being what it is, that
I think birth control just wasn't as popular back
then. Right, right. It's just like there's so many incentives like not to have your kids very close together nowadays.
Yes, and well, that's like, economics and career-wise, because, you know, you get punished if you have babies back-to-back.
Exactly, and
work.
I think, you know, in prior generations, it was sort of like, just bang them all out, get them all done quick together, and then you're done having kids. And it's like, societally, we've kind of moved away from that for various reasons.
Yeah, and I would probably speculate, like you said, financial is probably one of the biggest reasons, but anyways, does anybody have anything else about Christmas or Festivus or New Year's or anything? Holiday-wise?
I'm trying to think because I like really did so many cool things.
You did like, do cool things.
I did. I had a mix of like family. I got to see a good friend and meet her husband.
Me.
And then I got to meet Amanda. And we also, so we saw family, we saw friends, and we also like got to discover a new city, which was really fun. Nobody could believe that we had never been to New York, but that's just kind of what happens.
Oh, I had meant to ask if that was your first trip to New York.
It was my first trip and I fucking loved it. And like, I knew that I would like it, but I like really liked it. And I even remember telling Colleen once, like, yeah, New York's not on my list to visit. Like, there's so many other things I want to do first. But I totally take that back. Frank and I, like, as we were leaving, we were like, okay, so we need to come back in the summer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Oh, my God. Come back
when
we're there.
New York in the summer is the best.
We'll go to the beer gardens.
Yes. Yeah. I think that has to actually, can we all vow to make that a thing?
Yeah.
Like, the beer gardens was Colleen and I's thing when we lived together in Queens. And I think it's only appropriate to have, we could do like a live broadcast from the beer garden.
Oh.
Just find a little corner.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't promise anything because I am on the other side of the country, but like I will really try to make it happen.
It doesn't even have to be this summer.
It doesn't have to happen this year. You know, this is like a future like wish list thing.
Broadcast third birthday party.
Maybe we can make it, yeah, we can make it a patron level.
Oh my God,
shit.
Yes.
Yes.
I think there's a lot we can do with this.
So much.
Speaking of patrons, I got their like annual report or whatever, and I think we got 93 new patrons in 2017. Let's make
Holy
it 100.
Shit. Yeah, 100's a nice even number. I like it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go for it. Patreon.com/JayandJack. Thank you, patrons, for making this happen.
Thank you.
Three-nager party.
The beer gardens. I just got so excited.
So much to see.
I'm just thinking about all the other stuff. Like, I can't wait to go back to the Met. There's so many other places that we didn't get to see because, like,
she's like, art, we're like beer and kielbasa.
Yeah, well, all of the above. Art by day,
vegetarian
beer by
kielbasa for
afternoon and evening.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Oh, Amanda, good
vegetarian that I like there.
Sorry, yes. Shandy, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yes.
No, you're fine. I was just thinking about museums, and we saw so much great art during the trip in Philadelphia and DC and New York. It was just like, I was like, oh yeah, this is what it's like to be in a place that has like really good collections. I remember this. And then I came back to Monterey. But anyway, we also went to the Museum of Sex.
I was going to ask you about that because I've never been. In the decade I've lived in New York, I always say I'm going to go and I've never been.
I used to work directly across the street. It's the one I'm thinking of.
Nice.
I used to work directly across the street from it, and I would take pictures of it sometimes and post them on like MySpace.
I'm certain it's the one you're thinking of. I can't imagine what you would confuse it with.
Isn't it like called Kink or has like Kink in big pig letters on it? Or used to at one point.
Well, it's got like
it's called the Museum of Sex.
Yeah, and they have like rotating exhibits.
Yes. Cool. They had super cool exhibits. Like it was nice too because it was like it's doable in a day. There was a bouncy house with boobs. That's so amazing. We got to jump around in that. There was also this virtual reality experience where basically like you go in, I'd never done virtual reality before, but you go into this space with three other people and it's called, God, what is it called? Like universe bodies, something about bodies in the galaxy. And so it looks like you're walking out into space, which was freaky. And I had to like keep reminding myself that like, it's a room. You're not going to fall into like space. but anyway, so like you like walk around. And the idea is to be just like really gentle and soft and like, you know, soft movements. And then at one point, like the people who put you in the room who like are working there and like watching everything happen, come around with like feathers and like put feathers on your neck and stuff. Oh, and you're also wearing this thing that goes between your legs also like on your back. It's like a backpack that like goes between your legs. And when you like run into people, it vibrates.
Oh, gosh.
It's pretty cool.
Oh my goodness.
So anyway, you should go, and that you have to pay a little bit extra for the virtual reality thing. And it wasn't perfect, that I have some critiques, but it was a cool experience.
Nice. Yeah. It's something I've always thought about doing and have never gotten to. So
there was this exhibit there about animals and like the sex lives of animals and how it's not like studied all that much. And it was just super interesting because it was like the one of the things I really liked about the museum was it was like very like you could feel the political message in basically every exhibit. And so like the animal thing was all focused on these like other sexual behaviors that animals exhibit that we don't always really study. Like, you know, the fact that there are literally hundreds of animals who have like sex with, you know, same sex animals. And like, you know, animal masturbation and like a lot of animals engage in oral sex also, like all really? This crazy shit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But like we kind of don't really study it because of, you know, various reasons. And it doesn't fit. Exactly.
Does it also talk about like, how we're better than animals and that we can give and take consent away?
Well,
sorry.
That'll be the next exhibit.
Right. No, but I mean, the whole thing was kind of like, you know, pointing out all of these other behaviors in the animal kingdom,
ergo,
like everyone does it. It's totally normal. You know, everyone and everything. And there were all these, oh my God.
Nothing but mammals. So let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Exactly. But yeah. I have to go back because there were a couple of things I took pictures of because it was just so fucking crazy.
Okay.
And I want to read them. Okay, so one of the things they had about banana slugs, which is funny because
I don't even know what that is.
That's that. So it's that is the mascot of like UC Santa Cruz, and they're these they're these big like 6 to 8 inch, so basically like erect penis size like yellow slugs, and you can see them if you're like hiking and stuff in that area. So this is what the exhibit said about banana slugs, located on the side of its head. A banana slug's penis is typically as long as its body, In this hermaphroditic species, copulation is commonly followed by apophyllation, the chewing off of the penis of its partner.
Ooh.
Banana slugs have been known to auto-apophyllate or chew off their own penis. The penis does not regenerate.
So
that was kind of like, fun, but it was just like jaw-dropping, like, holy shit.
So, wow.
The one that really, really surprised me was the bed bug. It's the other one that I took a picture of, which is,
so
you know, gross
in general.
Yeah. So during copulation, the male bed bug inseminates a female by stabbing his penis into her abdomen, directly releasing his semen into her bloodstream. Female bed bugs have adapted by evolving perigenitals, or a spongy reservoir, into which males attempt insemination, which keeps the semen from actually entering the bloodstream. Which I thought was an interesting way to phrase it, because like it's saying the males do this, and so the females have adapted. Like, maybe the females always did that, and the males adapted to them. But anyway, that's whatever. Goes on to say, and this is the part that was really jaw-dropping for me, male bedbugs will even discharge semen into another male, who in turn inseminates females with the semen of his attacker rather than his own.
Wow. That's like some Game of Thrones shit.
Super nuts. Yeah. But I guess those weren't the fun ones. The other ones really were about, like, you know, like, I guess I had known because of green porno, all the like crazy like blowhole sex and everything that dolphins have. Also, it's apparently common for, like, in a lot of different animals to, like, basically have, like, a threesome. Like, a male will be mounting a female, and then another male will come up and mount the male.
Huh.
So, animal crazy threesomes. Cool.
Animal threesomes, and sometimes even more. I'm trying to think of what else. It's, like, a lot of sex between two males of the species, and not always, like, you would think, like, oh, okay, it's about, like, dominance or something, but, from the way it was described in a lot of different animals, sometimes like the like bottom would like lift up its ass and like put it in a better angle. So it's like, you know, like sounds consensual, like he wants
right.
it.
Right.
Like maybe he's like facilitating this process. So it's not like an angry dominance thing. It's like, we're just making sure they feel good thing. Weird. Crazy. Oh. Anyway. And then there was also an exhibit that was called Not Safe for Work, The Female Gaze. And it was a bunch of stuff from just women artists, like sort of up and coming, which was also cool because we went to like some of the big museums where, you know, you have like the old masters and like all these big names. So it was nice also to see, you know, like people you've never heard of and see their artwork. And there was a video. There was like a little room with a couple of videos playing that you could go in. And one of them, like, they were all sort of like, you know, porny basically, but directed by women, and one of them had been picked up by Erica Lust, the pornographer who follows me on Twitter. I was very excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
You're having a great New Year's.
Seriously, it's been very eventful.
Very eventful. Very, yes. It was lots of good stuff. It was good.
Very good.
Nice.
Had sex once or twice over Christmas, but that's about it. That's my contribution to this conversation.
But I did a couple of non-sex related things too.
Yeah, but those are the not fun ones. No, I'm just kidding. Right. I'm just teasing. But that's really cool. That is actually really awesome. Tell me the non-sex things. If you want to.
The other museums, everyone told us to take the ferry out to Staten Island, so we did. Which, like, I just can't get over the fact that it's free. I was like, oh, yeah, this is what happens when, like, you know, you, like, pay taxes and then your tax money does stuff for you. And
well, yeah, kind of.
Pretty cool.
I looked at my pay stub to see what my year to date and how many taxes I paid this year. It was a sad day.
Well, we live in those high tax states, but you can go to Staten Island for free. It was cold as
fuck. Always forgiven.
Well, and other stuff too. But But anyway, that was fun. Like, it was really impressive to see the Statue of Liberty, even if we weren't, like, you know, right there. That's another thing that we have to do when we go back.
Yes.
Like, there were not, you know, there were not any tickets left to actually go visit the Statue of Liberty, but also it was, like, cold as fuck, so.
Yeah.
Don't think we would have really wanted to, but that was really cool and inspiring. And
that's another thing I've never done, Statue of Liberty.
Really?
I've done Ellis Island, but I've never done the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
I did them both the same day with my family, and then I took Jay to Statue of Liberty later on.
Nice. Yeah, I've never done it.
I'd like to do
it. I think
that.
I've seen it enough. I've gotten close enough that I'm sort of like, yeah. They got it. I'm good.
Good. Great.
It's fine.
Cool. Oh, we also went on top of the apparently tallest building in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, you did
that
World Trade. Interesting fact, that building is, what, like 1,776 feet tall. So it's 1776.
Oh my God.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Oh my God.
It's
the tallest building in the hemisphere. It is also the most patriotic.
I feel like they did not market that very well. Like,
yeah.
we were made very aware of the fact that it was the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, but that is an even cooler fun fact, I think. Yeah.
Remember I was telling you how I went on that walking tour of the financial district, and that's how I know all those weird little tidbits? That was one of the ones I learned.
Very cool.
That's how we ended the tour at like the northern part of the financial district, like looking at World Trade.
I'm very excited to tell Frank that.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And like the view from up there is just fucking breathtaking. It was lovely.
Yep.
That's cool. That
is awesome. A clear day, you could probably see pretty damn far.
Yeah.
Well, very good. I've got nothing interesting to contribute.
Yeah.
I'm boring. I had a gloriously boring break. I got sick, had no voice for a while, you know.
It's all right.
Good thing you weren't podcasting.
Yeah.
Or maybe it wasn't a good thing. Maybe that was the chance for other people to get a word in.
Yeah.
No.
It's all right. I was boring too. This is the first year, I think, in my adult life I stayed in on New Year's.
Oh.
Cool. And how was it?
Nice.
Kind of boring. I think I realized that, like, while it was nice, like, it was just, like, us and one of Daniel's friends and his friend, like, we're gonna have more people over, but like, I think we're still at that age where like people aren't quite ready to give up going out. And I think I sort of realized while I really enjoyed, because it was like negative zero degrees outside, it was really freaking cold, I think I really appreciated not having to get all gussied up and go out. But part of me really did miss the gussying. So we'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling and the end of the year.
Cool.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything either, but we did make plans for next year, and they're awesome. We love them already.
Yeah. What are they?
So downtown Raleigh, they have this thing called like the acorn drop, which is like the ball drop, but it's a freaking acorn. And they do it twice. Nice. They do it at 7 o'clock for the kids, and then they do it again at midnight for the grown-ups. So we are going to stay at the Marriott downtown, right outside of where the ball drops. And we're going to do the 7 o'clock one for the kids. Then we're going to go to Wahlburgers for dinner because we just have this obsession with the Wahlbergs and they're disgustingly hideous people. But I really love Blue Bloods and Donnie Wahlberg. So we're hanging out to dinner there. And then we're going to stay at the hotel and we're going to watch the ball drop again from the warmth of the hotel window. At midnight, the acorn.
Nice. Thanks. So hashtag. Are you going to be dropping the little ones off somewhere after their acorn drops, or are they going to be with you the whole time?
No, they can sleep in the hotel room. We'll either look out the window, or if we're not facing that, we'll walk down the hallway and watch it drop at midnight. I don't know. Hashtag parent plans, okay?
How early do you have to reserve your room?
I have no idea. It's not like Raleigh is like this happening town that everybody comes to visit to.
But if it's right across from where they dropped the ball.
It's getting there. Not for nothing. There's a lot of people that are fleeing New York to come to Raleigh.
Fair enough.
And all the trendy papers are saying so.
All right. Well, fair enough. Well, you can only book 11 months out, so I will start checking at the end of January. But I did do... Anyway, I guess we should move on to Facebook.
Probably wise.
Let's see. I had had something that I had pulled up, which I thought was kind of cool, but I can skip this. It was easy resolutions that anyone can commit to.
Oh.
And okay. I actually, they're not like, I mean, they're kind of cheesy, but they're not terrible. Some of these I was kind of totally on board with doing. all right, I'll go through them real quick because they're one-liners.
Okay.
And again, they're not something I don't think we're going to get too distracted on. The first one is write one page a day in your journal.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Take the stairs instead of the elevator. I'm sorry, instead of the elevator or escalator.
Done.
Turn your phone off for 1 hour a day.
Which oh, I like
really
that.
Like.
I'm trying to put it away like a half an hour to 45 minutes before I go to bed.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, I'm trying to do that too.
Yeah, I mean, I take it into bed with me, so I'm bad about that. Plant a seed and watch the plant grow.
Oh, that's nice.
Read 20 pages of a book every day.
Oh, that's too many pages.
Just to read anything of a book.
Yeah, how about five? I get through about five before I zonk out.
Fair enough. Do a social media detox for 1 day a week.
I think
I might kind of need.
Yeah, I think that's kind of become Sundays for me.
Oh, nice.
Like, this is kind of like our laundry, like hang out, like cook something day.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, I find I'm less and less. I also went a month without any data. So it really was like a natural cleansing of the urge to check the social media.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And here you said we weren't going to get sidetracked on this thing.
We made it through seven of them before we did.
Yeah. Wow.
Begin the day drinking hot water with lemon every other morning.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be very good.
Try
coffee,
one.
Man. I need my coffee.
Well, you do that after. Both. Yeah, you do the water first. It's to like set your digestive system.
Okay.
Try one do-it-yourself project every month.
Nice.
I kind of like that. Take yourself out on a date every week.
That's good.
I do, and you can write in your journal while you do that.
Yeah.
Journal date.
Journal date. Learn three new phrases in a new language every day.
I would love to learn Russian. So.
It would help you spot the bots.
It's probably going to help in the future.
That's true.
It's probably a good language to know.
I did learn how to say Happy New Year the other day in Russian, and then immediately forgot.
Yeah. I still remember Tanta Kaka.
Great. What does that mean?
You have to poop, right? Isn't that what Shandy taught me?
Tata is aunt.
Tanta?
Like, auntie. Kaka is definitely Kaka, but...
I remembered Kaka.
Yes. I'm trying to... Like, do you...
Do you have poop?
Tafe kaka.
Tafe kaka. There we go. Do you have
poop? Did you poop? Did you in the past? Did you
poop? I didn't even know what language you were going for. I assumed you were still going for Russian.
No. Why don't I just make that my goal to learn did you poop in every language?
I think that's a good goal. I think that's pretty solid.
You can't go wrong there. turn your screens off for an hour before bed. Shandy, you do that, right?
Boom. Well, I mean, I have, like, that's kind of like a resolution I've been trying to ever since I went back to work.
Cool.
So that's been like 3 days.
Try a new recipe at least once a week.
Once a week?
I know, that's
like more than I cook already.
I do that.
Nice.
Commit to maybe a daily vitamin.
Yeah, I do that too. I don't know if it does anything. It's probably just a waste of money, but.
Did I tell you about my new, remember I told you I got put on like the prenatals for my iron?
Sure. I mean, that makes sense.
Well, I love them because they have a stool softener in them.
Tafe kaka?
Yes. All of the time. It's amazing. Jay was like, welcome to mine and Zach's world.
Aww.
Like, this is great.
Digestion problems, huh? Our glatfill hygiene.
Well, they both, they know, as we know, poop after every meal, so. And now I can, too, if I wanted to. It's wonderful. visit a new place every month. Repeat daily affirmations to yourself every morning. Send a loving text to a friend every day.
I like that. Yeah. That's nice.
If you guys get something particularly nice from me, then you'll know that I'm doing that one.
Yes.
Excellent. Go on a daily 20-minute walk. I like
that. Oh, I do that every morning.
Take a luxurious bath every weekend.
Nice.
We all know how I get creeped out by baths, so that one will not be coming for me.
And I think that one is kind of a pipe dream. That, yeah. It's like, who has that kind of time?
It's just gross. You're literally sitting in your own filth.
Here's my thing. I love hot tubs more than almost anything on this earth. But, like, a bath just doesn't compare. So if I had a hot tub, I would definitely do that, like, every day. But
I do love a good hot tub.
I'm not going to take the time to run a bath. Because you're always disappointed by the bath. It's not as hot as it should be. It's not like, and then like you said, you're just like sitting in water that's like steadily getting colder. And
Yeah. I think like 6 minutes, I'm good. I'm like, all right, I'm bored.
Yes. And then it's kind of like, I ran all of that water for that. And yep. I'm going to drain it.
Exactly. It seems a little wasteful.
But give me a hot tub and I'll be more than happy to waste that water. Although I think it's like reused or I don't know.
Yeah. I think you chlorinate a hot tub, don't you, to keep it?
Yes, you definitely put chemicals in it.
Yeah. What did you say about this being quick and us not sidetracking?
It's all right. I'll edit out the nail polish talk.
Incapable.
Avoid salt and sugar for at least 1 day per week. I think one day, like a one day kind of detox is that.
Salt and sugar?
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
Write a to-do list at the start of each day. I kind of
like do that. Like
constantly. My to-do lists have to-do lists.
Yes.
Buy a planner and record your upcoming appointments and plans.
Yep, do that too.
Avoid spending money on non-essentials for 1 week per month.
That is next to impossible.
That is hard. Yeah. I try to aim for like 1 or 2 days a week. No spend day.
I try and get like no spend day a week, and it's harder than you think.
It's really hard. I almost made it through Monday, and then I was not feeling well, and Zach had swimming, and I was like, fine, I'll get you Chick-fil-A. But then I was like, okay, but I'm not gonna get myself Chick-fil-A, so I'm so saving that extra $4.50 on.
Hey, that's up.
And then you're hungry.
Yeah, well, I got myself french fries and then made tuna fish when I got home. Like, this is great. Avoid spending money. Oh, sorry, we just did that one. Listen to podcasts / audiobooks instead of music while you drive. That's all I listen to.
Yeah,
I think we're all pretty good there.
Go to a community event at least once a month and meet new people. I like that because I feel like I need to start to expand my Raleigh social circle. Go to drink water all throughout the day. I already do that. If you drink alcohol, take a weekend, a week, or a month off.
No, thank you.
I don't know. It really does have benefits. Whenever I can really seriously give up drinking for Lent, I do lose a lot of weight, and by the end, I feel better.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm really big on the physical pleasures in life, mm-hmm. and like that's one of them. So
yeah.
Yeah, but you do other things like unplug for an hour before bed. I don't do that.
Yes.
Develop a new hobby to refresh your mind. Watch a critically acclaimed film every month.
Oh my God. I saw the best movie in New York. I did not go to Broadway, but I did go to the cinema.
Well, next time. What'd you go see?
Call Me by Your Name.
Oh, yeah. You liked it?
I loved the shit out of it. It's playing at the Independent Theater in Monterey, and I might go and see it again.
Oh, cool. Nice.
I really, really liked it.
I do want to see that.
Yeah, I do too. I haven't really seen any of the, like, award season movies yet.
I usually don't see, like, any movies at all.
I like to try and at least see, like, a handful.
I like movies. Like, I would like to actually go to more movies. I just
make that one of your resolutions.
Yeah, there you go. But wait, no, but we went to a movie in New York and it was like $14 or something insane. Like,
yeah.
Sounds about right.
So like $30 for the
movie. That's why I don't go to the movie.
All right, I'm almost done. Choose something,
okay,
choose something to read that you don't normally read. Try a new makeup technique. Enroll in a class and learn something new. When you feel tempted to gossip, talk about something positive instead. There's like a 0% chance of that happening for me. Write down weekly goals for yourself. Set aside time each week to clean and organize your space. I need to do that because I am terrible about that. Mm-hmm. Eat salad as one of your meals every day or with one of your meals.
Boom.
Which I don't
do. The last 2 days I have done that.
I hate salad, so it's a struggle for me.
I love salad. I just...
Ugh. Meditate for at least 3 minutes a day.
Ugh.
I should do that. I always... I frequently think, like, I need to take time and, like, you know, meditate or at least clear my mind. So I need to do something like that.
They're actually at my work, starting next week for 4 weeks, they're doing a once weekly meditation class, like, right after work.
Oh, that's really cool.
And so I'm, like, really trying to tell myself and apparently everyone else that, like, I'm going to fucking go to that. It was one of my New Year's resolutions last year that I never did. So.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this on the live show, the 69 show. You should totally go to yoga.
Totally go to yoga and totally go to meditation.
Yep.
Well, yoga for happens
free
to be
at
the
work,
next
so,
one.
Like, I should
sorry.
Do yoga.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I'm doing yoga almost every day in the new year.
That's awesome.
Always make sure you have an event to look forward to. Dabble in a freelance venture to make money on the side. Spice up your days.
I quit that shit.
Yeah, sometimes that gets to be too much. Spice up your days by wearing a unique outfit that you don't normally wear, which also goes with try a hairstyle you don't normally wear. So I guess that's step outside your comfort zone. Choose to walk or ride a bike to your destination instead of drive. Which I used to walk everywhere before Zach was born, as I've talked about before. Create a simple piece of art each month, no matter how good or bad it is.
I like that.
Replace Sunday brunch with a Sunday hike as often as you can.
I like
or
that.
Do both.
Yeah, or do both.
Yeah.
Save money in a cash jar, then treat yourself to something nice with it in a year's time.
Oh my God, I do that.
You have a $5 jar, don't you?
Yeah, we do $5 jar. It's amazing how much it accumulates.
I bet.
It's like
how often do you put money in?
Whenever you have a $5 in your wallet.
Whenever you have $5.
Yep. Whenever you have a $5 bill in your wallet, it goes in the jar.
I love that.
That's and really like cool. we used it to save money for Morocco, and we did it for a couple months, and we had like $250, $260.
That's awesome.
And it paid for our meals for like the first week and a half of the trip.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so we're doing it again. I don't know what we're going to use the money for this time, but. I highly recommend it. It's very satisfying.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, I have to do something like that because I really like that idea. Touch base with an old friend every week and see how they're doing. Try to laugh. Now there's 50, so you can see where they start to kind of get tired of new ideas.
Yeah. Maybe pick like 10, pick 5 more, and then we'll move on.
Well, that was number 46, so luckily I have less than
Okay, fine. Just finish the damn thing.
Try to laugh at life's inconveniences instead of letting them stress you out. Do something spontaneous and silly every day. Do something selfless every day without expecting anything in return. Which we just watched that Friends episode where Joey tries to do a... Is it Joey or Phoebe tries to do a good deed that doesn't make them feel good and like they can't... do
There's
something...
No selfless.
Do at least one thing that scares you every day. And that was number 50.
Oh, I like that.
So I like a lot of the early ones when the author was still like fresh-faced and not out of my
head. I like the do something that scares you every day. I think that's important. The older we get, the more in our path and in our rut we get. So it's like, I like that. I could certainly benefit from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But doing things that scare me, for me, that would be like, walk through certain neighborhoods at 11 p.m.
Well, not dangerous. Scary and dangerous are separate things.
Those are the things that scare me.
Okay. Well,
maybe you
for those
find
of us with social anxieties.
Yeah, that scares you in a different way. Maybe not something that makes you physically afraid.
Yeah.
Yes. Drive in San Francisco. That also scares me. And I don't know if it's a good thing to like really just do a lot of that. Well, either I would become a much better driver or I would have an accident.
But enough of all the things that we've had to say. Let's we have some quick facey-back feedback, and then I think we are out of here in a reasonable hour.
Nice.
Woo! All right. We're bringing Facey back in the new year. Maggie says, Amanda, thanks for mentioning A Muppet Family Christmas on YouTube. I just watched it.
Oh, it's so good. Mind the Icy Patch.
Yep. Susan said, here's something that sucked in 2017 but had a happy ending. My health. The happy ending was surgery on 12/21, the solstice, transitioning to being cancer-free. Yay, cancer-free.
Nice. Yay. That's awesome.
Susan gave me a prenatal massage when she was here for the podcast weekend when I was pregnant with Zach. And it was amazing. Girl, I missed you this past year. and then Dennis sent us a link to something called unicorn armpit hair. And essentially, it is exactly what it sounds like, which is pit hair that's dyed in rainbow colors.
No, thanks.
So there's that. But why? Don't know.
No, thank you.
Let's get into some emails. First we have a voicemail from one Mr. John Norton. Let's cue that one up, I guess.
Hi, ladies. John Norton here. Hope everyone had a good holiday season. And in my holiday haze, I actually thought of something that I thought would make for a good question, maybe interesting discussion on the show. And that is when I was 16, I got into a pretty big fight with one of my best friends because at a party at his house, he and his girlfriend at the time decided to run off into one of the adjacent bedrooms and have sex. Granted, the door was locked, but everyone knew what was going on. And at the time, you know, I found this to be really disrespectful, and I got really annoyed by that, and it was kind of a big thing, and, you know, we worked out and everything. His response was, you know, that wasn't, you know, meant to be disrespectful, but it was meant to be exciting and fun and everything like that. And, you know, as being someone who's a little older now, I certainly get his point of view, but I also don't necessarily disagree with my initial reaction to it either. And I don't know if it was the best idea. And, you know, this is all when we're, you know, 16, 17, so maybe the same decisions wouldn't have been made today. But I thought I'd ask you guys, thought this might be an interesting discussion for the show. How would you have reacted to something like that? And specifically, you know, how would you have reacted when you were in high school? And how would you react to something like that happening today? Do you think it's a good idea? Do you sort of see his side of it being fun and exciting? Or do you think that's maybe not the greatest thing to do when you have a house full of your friends that all know what's going on? And maybe that might make some people uncomfortable. So just thought I'd ask you guys that. Cue some discussion for the show. Hope everyone had a great Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, and here's to a very sexy new year for us all. I think we all need it. Thanks, ladies. Talk to you later.
Ladies, who would like to go first?
Next time John goes to New York, he should go to the Museum of Sex.
A couple of things that I had questioned. Amanda, do you have anything?
You can go first.
Okay.
Give me a few minutes to formulate my thoughts.
Okay. First, what exactly was disrespectful about it? Was he supposed to be like, it was his house, so it was his party, so he was supposed to be entertaining you at all times? Like, is that what was disrespectful? Or, like, I guess I don't understand what was considered disrespectful about that. It wasn't like it was a different friend who went and had sex in, like, a different friend's parents' bed. That'd be kind of weird, but, and maybe disrespectful to the other friend's parents, but like that wasn't the scenario either. It seemed like the kid was in his own house, in his own room, fucking his own girlfriend. So I guess I don't understand what was considered disrespectful other than the fact that you would have hoped that he would have saved the hanky-panky for before or after the party when you guys weren't there. And I think my reaction would be like, as a teenager, it would be immature, like, hey, guess what? They're having sex in that room. And, like, as an adult, I'd be like, cool, you're having sex in that room. So.
Right. It's like the older you get, the kind of less that stuff bothers you, I feel like.
Yeah, because I think the thing is, like, probably when you're that age, like, you know, 16, you're probably just, like, really wishing that you were the one that was sexually active, you know? Just, like, right. Thinking back to, if I can even remember now, you know, like, high school was so long ago at this point that, like, I do certainly remember it, but it's definitely not something I think about very often. And I think that, if anything, I mean, I also was that person who was, like, in my bedroom at a party at my house having sex, you know, during spring break or like whatever cliche, corny, whatever thing. But mostly I think I would have just been wanting to be the person who was like hooking up. Right. Whereas now it's like, yeah, I'm kind of over that. It's like, well, good think, for you. You I guys are having fun.
Point. It's like when you're that age, the feelings of being left out or different or not included are so much stronger than I think they are as you become an adult and you become more comfortable in yourself and more confident. But, you know, so I guess I can kind of understand why something like that would bother you then. Like, I don't know if it necessarily, I would have had the same reaction. But, yeah, I mean, as an adult, it's sort of like, it's your house, it's your party. Like,
yeah,
theoretically, there's enough people there to talk to that it shouldn't be an issue.
I mean,
I think I'd be offended, like, if you had me over for dinner and was like, hey, do you mind, like, cleaning up? We're going to go bone real quick. Like, I think that's the only scenario where I would be offended.
And even that, there would be certain scenarios within that scenario that I would be offended. Like, if you were like, yo, I'm, you know, trying to have a baby and I'm, you know, got to get this done now, then I'd be like,
right.
Sure. Totally understand.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. You're like, hey, I'm ovulating. Like, do you mind? It's
yeah,
like, no, like, I don't mind. Like, go ahead.
You got Wi-Fi. I'm cool on the couch.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to think about
I'll have the dishwasher
it.
For you. You kids, you know.
Yeah.
Go do your thing.
So I'm like thinking back to like the scenario of like when you're in high school and there's like a house party, just like you guys were saying, usually like that means that there's, you know, more than like just, you know, two or three people over. There's probably quite a few people over. So like people would just disappear for a while and you don't know if it's because they went off and had sex or if it's because they were just in the bathroom by themselves for a particularly long time because maybe they had to take a shit or because they went out front to smoke and got roped into a conversation with people. Like, you know, there's all these reasons that somebody could not be around. Like, you don't need to have every person with you at every for every second of the party usually, right? Like, if it's
right.
A party, at least that's how I look at parties. Like, there's lots of people, stuff happens, people are fluid, like you're, you know, going around and talking to a lot of people and you're not really like attached at the hip to anyone and,
right.
And whatever.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Right.
What if that guy really was just like taking a huge dump?
Yeah. His girlfriend?
Maybe he needed moral support. Maybe they both ate, you know, the same bad tacos before
yeah.
The party.
Yeah.
You don't know.
I think that, honestly, I think that there would be other things that I found more disrespectful than them just, because that's what teenagers do, right? That's kind of
yeah.
Part of the fun of, like, coming of age kind of stuff, right?
Totally. Like, okay, so the spring break party that I was mentioning earlier, I found out later on that same night, the person who happened to be my boss at the time, which I worked at a fast food restaurant, so my boss was like, well, he was 21. He was the one who bought us the booze. he hooked up with another one of our coworkers on my fucking bed that same night, like earlier before I was in my bed.
Yeah, no, I would have been offended by that.
Yeah.
And that
would have been fucked up.
That, I was like, okay. Like,
right. That's,
yeah,
that's
no, it's
like,
totally different.
That's kind of disrespectful and fucked up. Same as like going and doing it on somebody's like parents' bed.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I like never talked to him about it and wasn't mad. It was just like, oh, that's really funny. My bed got a lot of action that night. And it was a water bed.
Your lucky bed. Your lucky water bed.
Lucky bed.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I guess I want to know more about what exactly was disrespectful of, like, that you considered. My guess is it was, I mean, assuming from the email that it was just the whole not being there to host the party thing. to then I which would respond to is, so what's the big deal? I mean, how long could he have possibly been gone?
Exactly. He was a boy in high school. It was probably like 10 minutes.
But yeah, and if anybody out there has anything to contribute to this discussion, please let us know. TheBroadcasters3@gmail.com or shoot us a voicemail as well, 331-276-2373. And we're going to end this first show of 2018 with an update on Andy's virginity.
Okay, so new year, same virginity. Hey, broads. Hopefully you three had a happy holiday season and are having a good 2018 so far. Now it's time to catch you up on all the sex I've been having. None. And now that I've done that, let's move on to the update. I ended up ringing in the new year the usual way, watching movies and eating Chinese food. That sounds lovely, actually.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
No one to kiss at midnight, as I was the only one awake at midnight. It was a bummer, but I was expecting it, and it wasn't a major depressive episode. So sadly, no ball-dropping jokes to be had. Although I guess I could go for a stroke of midnight one.
See what clever.
I love a good sex joke. Okay, still looking on the dating site. It's supposedly busier this time of year. People following up on resolutions and getting ready for Valentine's Day. Just want to interject, fuck Valentine's Day. Anyway, I haven't noticed that big a jump in interest, although I got 2 likes from 2 different women. Ended up talking to one of them and asking her out, but unfortunately she's out of town and won't be around until later this month. I'll let you know if anything pans out there. I have about 1.5 weeks left in my membership before it gets renewed, and I'm still planning on canceling. You three know about my struggles with online dating, and while it's nice to know they're common and not to take them personally, it still sucks. I'm going to start looking into social events in my area. I signed up for Meetup and found a book club I may join. Just have to get my hands on a copy of the book they're discussing next month. That's where I'm at now. Wish I could be further along as usual. It's like if I wanted to go to Raleigh but can't get past the border of my home state. Guess I just got to keep at it like we've talked about before and not get too discouraged by the setbacks. Here's hoping 2018 is the year it finally happens for me, and maybe I'll have someone to share that Chinese food with in next New Year's Eve. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy. I am very excited about the switch from online dating to Meetup.
Yeah, I think that's smart. You know, if something's not working, change it up.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm excited for the book club. I'm curious what book it is.
Yes, yes, please let us know.
Is it Fire and Fury? Because if it's Fire and Fury...
Apparently Daniel has it on his Kindle. He's been reading.
I was totally going to buy it and send it to you guys.
It's okay. Oh, I'm not going to get to it anyway.
Yeah. I'm still only reading books by women, but maybe someday.
I think it would make me too angry.
I feel like that might be an exception, even if you didn't read it, just to pad the bestsellers list.
Well, and I mean, if you want to get me like the Cliff's Notes.
Yeah.
You haven't seen the Cliff's Notes on every single...
It's called Twitter.
Right. Yeah.
Blog and... Yeah. An opinion piece and
yeah, no, I echo Amanda though. Like I like to read to escape and to, you know, learn about somebody else's way of living and be transported and et cetera. I can only read so much nonfiction.
Yes.
Yes, you know,
I'm not ready for the PTSD.
Novels, yeah.
Yeah.
But all right. Back to Andy. I really think that Meetup is a great idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
Don't get discouraged right away. Like if your anxieties come back and you feel like, you know, you can't do it or something, try to work through it, breathe through it, do something that scares you every day or whatever the fuck the thing was.
Yeah. Well, and just like we said, I mean, I guess like with online dating, it's like you have a very specific goal. You are trying to meet somebody to date. Whereas with Meetup, you're just like meeting people and, you know, some of them like won't even be in a category of people you would want to date. Like, you know, like some of them will be men and Andy doesn't want to date men. But through that, he'll potentially make just, you know, connections with other human beings and make friends, which is beautiful in and of itself. And then like those friends might know people, and just like you never know where it can go from there.
Right. You know, it just opens yourself up to different opportunities and different circles and all good stuff. Like no matter how it shakes out, like there's all just so many positives.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So yay, Andy, keep us posted. As always, I'm sure you will. Again, if anybody else has anything to send to us to help kick off the new year, broadcasters3@gmail.com, or you can email us. I'm sorry, you can call us 331-276-2373. We also have a Facebook page. It's part of the Jane Jack page. You can search Jane Jack Group on Facebook, or you can go to facebook.com/group/JaneJackGroup. We do have a couple of new patrons. Welcome to you guys. And thank you again. And Happy New Year to all of our patrons. You guys make all this possible. Especially thank you to Ed the Mail Carrier. Sorry, I caught up on the Ramblecast today. Thank you. And I hope you survived the terrible Christmas season. Tack from Tokyo, Molly the Millennial, and Eckhart. Thank you guys, as always. If you want to become a patron, help us get to that 100 patrons in 2018 goal.
Yes.
Make that a resolution.
Yep. Get us to our live show at the Astoria Beer Gardens.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. For a minimum of $12 a year.
Yep. That's a steal.
That's a steal. Yeah. That's like almost a full movie ticket in New York. Yeah. But you can go to patreon.com/JaneJack, or you can go to janejack.com, click on the Become a Patron link. If you are so inclined to shop through our Amazon affiliates link, you can go to janejack.com/Amazon, or you can also go to janejack.com and click on the Amazon link there too. There's also links for all these things in the show notes, and I will also put a link to that 50 quick resolutions in the show notes too, if anybody really wanted to review those and get inspired. Hashtag get inspired in 2018. And is there anything else I usually say? I kind of ran through this pretty quick.
Yeah, no, that was good. Yeah. That was, you were like in the zone.
In the zone.
Fabulous.
And then I stopped. But yeah, welcome back everybody again. Thank you for listening. We'll be here until I pop out a kid, and then we have some fun off seat. Well, we'll figure it out. Just
we need to figure it out.
Maternity leave podcast. Yeah.
Now I'm only going to get 3 weeks off though. So.
Oh my god,
it's ridiculous.
That makes me so angry. Welcome to America. 2018.
Hey, New York started the paid family leave.
I saw ads for that in the subway.
Yeah. Pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of the details about it, so I shouldn't have even brought it up because I have nothing else to offer other than it's a thing.
I don't think it goes into a full effect for several more years, but because they're like ramping up each year for what it covers, which makes sense. Yeah. Cause
I mean, something goes into effect this year because we were getting emails from like our HR department to like pay attention to what was going on, and I didn't want to.
Well, I think it comes out of a small payroll tax kind of thing, right, for everybody, something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, good for you guys. Fuck you. On that note, we'll see you all next week, maybe. My name is Colleen.
My name is Emma.
You want to try that again?
I'm sorry. I'm tired. I was really trying to play it cool. Like, I'm not yawning, you're yawning. I'm Amanda, whatever.
You're yawning and not falling.
Yeah. Still on my feet.
That's
I'm Amanda. I'm Amanda. I've said it again.
Okay. And I'm Shandy. All
right. Peace out, guys.
Waiting for my prompt.
Yeah, I was like, I said it. You all just didn't hear me. I said it.
Bye.
Bye.